Fox is literally having a mental breakdown. They are losing their minds because Gavin Newsom has the audacity to, I don't know, act the same way the president of the United States does. And what Gavin Newsom is doing is, I think, creating a new playbook. And if you don't know, John Ossoff is running for re-election in 2026. He's a senator from Georgia, and he explains it very clearly. And then I have for you Sean Hannity melting down. But first, here's John.
Of Georgia.
Senator, you do not represent the great state of Texas, but your state sure does know a thing or two about what happens when the president of the United States or a former president of the United States calls a sitting governor and asks him to find just a few more votes, connect the dots for us between what we're watching in Texas and what we have watched before in the great state of Georgia.
Yeah, hey guys, thank you for having me. And look, this guy already tried to seize power once. January 6th was the day that my and Raphael Warnock's races were called in Georgia. We know his character and his will, and they are trying to lock in one-party rule in the United States, in large part because he's engaged in so much outright malfeasance and abuse and corruption that he can't afford to have a Democratic House that could investigate his misdeeds. So Democrats need to strike back. We have no time or luxury for high-minded hesitation because Trump and MAGA are going to do everything within their power to hold on and to lock in one-party rule in America. That's the reality that we face.
Senator Ossoff's right. This is a generational fight we're in, and Donald Trump's policies are extremely unpopular. And that is why it is so important that we stay committed to fighting for democracy, because it could very well be, if we don't win this next election, all bets could be off. And it truly, I know we've said it before, but we said it in 2024, and it turns out we were pretty right. And my hope is that people wake up, because 2026 could be the whole ball game. Now, Gavin Newsom has woken up Sean Hannity, and it's beautiful. Sean Hannity's upset. His feelings are hurt because Gavin Newsom has the audacity to tweet like the president. Gavin Newsom's a governor. Donald Trump's the president.
Now, currently, he and a social media team, they are busy trying to mock President Trump on X by posting messages in all caps. He's trying to pretend to be Donald Trump. Gavin is also attacking Fox News hosts. He's trying to bait conservatives into social media fights. He's actually referred to our own Tommy Lahren's account as Yelp for toilets. Gee, very clever and funny. She'll join us in a moment to
What does that even mean? I didn't know that Gavin Newsom's team said that, called Tommy Lawrence Yelp for toilets. That's incredible. But secondly, what does that even mean? Can you please explain that to me in the comments? Now, Tammy did respond to Gavin Newsom. Here's what she had to say.
He had a podcast with Marshawn Lynch trying to do culture and sports. Now he's trying to be Trump Jr. We don't know what we're going to get from this man, but it's not going to be authentic. He plays a role. He plays a part. Hollywood's in his backyard. Go there. Be an influencer. Do an OnlyFans. Whatever you want to do, Gavin. But stop leading your state into the ground. That is what the people of your state are asking from you. Not another podcast.
Bro, I just can't get over the hypocrisy. She could literally say the same thing about Trump. The difference is that Gavin Newsom actually does work. Donald Trump doesn't. Donald Trump is the biggest influencer in the world. Let's just be honest. Whether you like him or not, he's the biggest influencer in the world. And he also doesn't do shit. He plays golf and pretends to be president each day. Ted Cruz is also on Hannity, crying tears.
But it is incredibly hard for working men and women. If you're a cop in California, if you're a teacher in California, if you're an electrician in California, it is really tough to make ends meet. And there's a reason the people of California are fleeing. They are fleeing and coming to Texas.
I'm just going to say that this fleeing Texas, I think the only person who is qualified to talk about fleeing Texas is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz only goes to Texas when he has to be there for an emergency. And it's really, really, it's just so hypocritical that he's worried about working class people when Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill that he so much supports is going to create so much devastation for working class people. These people only talk about working class people in a way in which they can garner votes. They don't care about them one bit. They don't care about us at all. No, Tammy Lauren didn't stop there. She kept going.
First of all, Sean, I would like to give a little wave to Gavin because you know he's watching. He is obsessed with Fox News. I don't blame him. We have a great network. But you know he watches everything that we do when he's, of course, not on X. But he has turned his hand gestures into Twitter fingers to distract from the dismal failure of his state of California. And Sean, he often likes to tout that California is the fourth largest economy in the world. We don't want to take anything away from California and all of its resources, its great academic institutions. Of course, it's got Hollywood, it's got Silicon Valley, it's got farming, agriculture. It's a great, wonderful state. It is the fourth largest economy in the world, despite Governor Gavin Newsom, not because of him. He's done everything to strangle that state. But now he wants to run for president. He wanted to run before. Joe Biden passed over him for Kamala Harris. So now he's gearing up. He is landing into new personas on a weekly basis.
Is this all Fox News is yelling? She's screeching. Why are you screeching at us? And I just love that. That California is doing well despite its governor. In what way does that make sense? And the mental gymnastics of saying that when Ted Cruz is like, everyone's fleeing California, but then also saying that California is a great state despite the governor, none of it's making sense for me. It's not clicking. Now, CNN was also on the Newsom train, and here's what they had to say.
Little Marco, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
I call her Crooked Hillary.
Trump built his political brand on schoolyard taunts, and now Newsom's social media feed is full of references to Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, Vice President J.D. Just Dance Vance.
I gotta say, we said Caroline Leavitt before anyone else. We were saying that here. Okay.
House Speaker Little Man Johnson, while calling Trump Little Hands, Donnie J, the criminal president, and Donald Taco Trump for Trump always chickens out. He's even taken Trump's all-caps style and catchphrase. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Stop it with the Twitter thing.
Conservative media, which has long cheered Trump trolling the left, is coming unspooled over Newsom ridiculing the right.
If I were his wife, I would say, "What? You are making a fool of yourself."
I'll never get over it. And the reason why this is happening is because, as Jessica Tarloff says here, that these are some headlines in the wake of Trump tariffs. John Deere announced layoffs. PepsiCo will increase prices by 10%. And Sony is raising PS5 prices in the U.S. by $50 across all models. And electric bills are up 10% so far this year. So it's inflation. It's going to catch up to him. And they might be worrying about some mean tweets right now, but this is when things are going to get real and when Americans are going to wake up, and we will be here waiting for it when it happens. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, please hit like. If you're not subscribed, please consider subscribing, and I'll see you next time.